to look at one or two scriptures. 1 Corinthians 2 is one of the scriptures we're going to look at. 1 Corinthians 2 and John 13. 1 Corinthians 2 and John 13. I want to give you a word to set this meeting up in prayer time. God said something, I give a word this morning. And the word of the Lord came to me and said, time and time again, I will make it worth your time to sit with me and hear my instruction. It will be to your benefit to set special times with me. There are brighter moments in your life you haven't seen yet. I better repeat that. There are brighter moments in your life that you haven't seen yet. But I will reveal them to you and cause them to come to pass. So get ready for a new dimension of living and a new dimension of giving. Well, I'm going to bless you and make you a blessing like your father Abraham. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. I said hallelujah. Glory to God. Back in 1979, my wife and I was vacationing with our children. Leroy Jr., born in 1975, he's a grown man now. But in 1979, we were at Walt Disney, and we waited for the electric parade. And we were watching, and we got in the car. Leroy began to talk, and I think he asked the question, who did we see out there? What was going on? And then we asked him, who did he see? He said, I saw Jesus. We asked him, said, well, how did he look? What he was doing? He said he had a long robe on and some sandals. I remember this boy almost four. And then he said, Mama, who else was out there? And Kevin said, who? He said, I saw the Holy Ghost. So we thought, all right, we got him now. Because now what are you going to say the Holy Ghost had on? And so we asked him what the Holy Ghost had. He said he didn't have nothing on. He was just pretty. And so my brother and I used to travel on vacation. And so we were telling him and his wife about it. And so when Leroy got in the car or got to the room, it was so sacred to him at 4 years old. He said, Mama, don't tell nobody else about it. Serious. Almost four. So, you know, sometimes people have problems with people seeing angels. They have problems with people seeing Jesus. How much problem you have with somebody seeing the Holy Ghost? He's a person, you know. And he can't be seen but in another dimension. Here in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, I believe, in Romans chapter 8 and Galatians chapter 5 are the most spiritual chapters on the Holy Ghost. I'm not going into all of them, but they carry spiritual heaviness in the aspect of operating and functioning in the spirit. Operating and functioning in the spirit is a lifetime journey. You have to know how to yield to him. You have to know how to keep yourself set for the spirit to speak to you. But he will speak. Yeah, he's the speaker of the house. He will speak. And so I always, when come down to dealing with the Holy Ghost, I know 1 Corinthians chapter 2 is a chapter that carries heavy weight in the spirit world. And we began on the theme, what happened when the Holy Ghost is in charge? Now that's heavy, heavy hang over our head. That's a lot. That's great words. Sound good, but there's a lot of yielding, a lot of understanding, a lot of wisdom, a lot of time, a lot of training that has to take place for the Holy Ghost to be in charge. See, man got a tense in the emotion to jump ahead of the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost don't have a chance to do really what he want to do. And that's why we have not seen the miracles, signs, and wonders as we should see. Because men jump ahead of the Holy Ghost and take credit. What my ministry did, what my anointing did, it's not about you. It's not about me. It's about God and about his purpose, his plan, what he wants to happen. And if you learn how to yield to him, and we'll yield to him tonight. We already have yielded to him. But we yield to him while I'm ministering. The Holy Ghost will fall in his place tonight. You learn how to yield to him and let him be who he is. He manifests. He demonstrates. He creates. New lungs, new kidneys, new heart, new nerve cells. But you really got to yield to him, and when he began to function, you got to try to stay in the spirit. Stay in the spirit. All right, here in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, it is written here in verse 9, but as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither had entered into the heart of man. Threefold. Now, your eyes, your ears, your heart, or your spirit. Neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. God has things prepared for us that we'll never see, never experience. If we do not come in the right partnership or the right relationship or the right fellowship with the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Only the Holy Ghost can bring you there. Prepared things. God had prepared things for us, but those things are in the spirit realm.
Right. Yes, sir.
And the Holy Ghost have to help us to reach in the spirit realm at any given time and pull out of the spirit realm the things that God has prepared for us on a spiritual level. See, the flesh, the senses, psychologically, those prepared things that God has for you, the Holy Spirit has to anoint you.
Yes, sir.
Bring you to an awareness.
Yep.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Bring you to a spiritual understanding.
Yes, sir.
That you can come to the point where you be still and know he God.
Yes.
The Bible says all the promises of God are yea. And amen. Bible said about Abraham in him. The Bible said about Abraham, he is fully persuaded.
Yes,
good God, that's a good position to be. What God has promised, he was also able to perform. I think one of the things that hinder the spirit from moving is too much performance in the church. Men and women performing for the people. But I heard an old Baptist preacher say one time, sometimes you got to just get ugly for God. You're not trying to hold your status. You're not trying to, you know what I'm saying? You're just yielding to whatever the Spirit tells you to do. I remember one of the biggest moves I had in the Spirit was the Holy Ghost told me three times. He said, kick them flowers over. Man, I'm in a large church. I said, man, he said, kick them. I know it. The second time, the third time when he said it, I was not going to have an ounce of anointing and going to fall flat on my face, thousands of people in the place, and I ride that leg back and kick that flower over, and it was one of the greatest moves.
Yes, sir.
Just kicking the flower over, but that's what he said do. See, what happened, you can't get too comfortable in your set ways. You have to be ready to flow in whatever way he's flowing.
Right.
Tonight, now, we're here to flow in you tonight. I'm going to teach and give you some principles. We're here to flow. When the flow hit, don't you sit around talking about, what happened?
Right.
Just touch the person next to you and let something run off of them on you. Somebody getting something. Don't you just sit there and act like nothing didn't happen. Talking about, I'm waiting on the word. The word already here. Yeah. So one of the key factors in the Holy Ghost being in charge, you must become a yielder. So whatever he says, do. Do it. And he'll bring miracles, signs, and wonders in your life and in your ministry. Are you listening to me? Now, this verse is answered by verse 10. Thank God he didn't leave us wondering. Got these things prepared for us and we don't know how to get to them. Thank God he didn't leave us there. But by revelation, you see. He says, but God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. See, that's the Holy Spirit. For the Holy Spirit searches all things. Yea, the deep things of God. And then verse 11 says, for what man knows the things of a man save the Spirit? Now that's a lowercase s. That's your recreated human spirit of man which is in him. Even so, the thing of God knows no man. That goes back to the Holy Ghost now. But the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things, good God Almighty, that are freely given to us of God. Are you listening? Hallelujah. And then verse 13. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man wisdom teaches. You see, man wisdom have robbed the real wisdom. Men have gotten so wise and technically trained. And they don't want, sometimes the Holy Ghost will make you a bump on a log. You just if he won't make you a frog, just jump. Because he's not looking for a person to be fancy. All right, now let me talk to you now. If you won't get there, see, I'm blessed. Because I know the Holy Ghost sometimes move in different ways than man think. And probably I'm ready to go with him. I said I'm ready to go with him. You can leave all this doctor and apostle and prophet and pastor and all that stuff off. I'm ready to go with him. I don't need all that to go with him. just write me off if you want. Write me off. Because whatever the way the Holy Ghost is going, I'm going. Just write me off your list. If you get ashamed of what I do, just write me off your list. Because I'm going to do exactly what he tell me to do. That's the way we get blessed. You can't figure the Holy Ghost out. You better have some faith if you want to operate in the Spirit. How many believe that? Hallelujah. How many are ready for the Holy Ghost to do some things in you tonight? All right, now listen. Let me read and try to read. Watch. Things, verse 13, also we speak not in the word which man wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost, teaches. Notice now, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Hallelujah. Turn to John's Gospel now, chapter 16. John's Gospel, chapter 16. Here's a verse that we must permit the Holy Spirit, because you know we have studied so much and we have shouted so much and we have preached so much and we have run so much and you know we sometimes think we run the spirit world. And what happened, we depleted ourselves from an unending realm of blessing. Never stop searching. Never stop praising him. Never stop expecting something from him. Never believe you have arrived. Are you following me? Give him the extension. Give him the extension he needs to bless you beyond measure. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you ask or think, according to the power that's working. Who you think that power is? That's the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost keep revealing, keep manifesting, keep demonstrating, keep showing up, keep opening the heaven up for us, that the young man was saying. The heaven, the Holy Ghost, it just opened the heaven up. And you thought you were blessed, and you see a train of blessing coming out of heaven with your name on it. And God said, I just begin to bless you. Many, 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 possible all, are get blessed in his house tonight. A received blessing you have not seen of before. Because the Holy Ghost is still on the prowl, looking for somebody at this hour to yield to him to advertise heaven through them. But he has to be in charge. This voice, you may sit down, this voice here, and I'll start giving some principles that directly was given to me by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Baton Rouge. Hallelujah, Columbus, Ohio. Hallelujah, Richmond, Virginia.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Three people, something gonna happen in here tonight. Hey. Good God Almighty. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory to God, hallelujah. What? Woo. Hallelujah. Glory. Now notice in the scripture here in John 16. I call back your attention to this. Because y'all, some of y'all about to leave you. I see right now. I got to hold y'all on a little while. Good God Almighty. What? That's the Holy Ghost. That's the Holy Ghost. That's the Holy Ghost. That's the Holy Ghost, I said. That's the Holy Ghost. I call your attention back to John Gospel. Yes, sir. Chapter 16. The 12th verse is a disturbing verse. The 12th verse is a disturbing verse. And I believe we're at a turning point. The fifth chapter of Hebrews talk about it also. That you're not ready for meat. You're still on milk. Apostolically, we want to change that. We want to stop just loving you and meeting your need. We want to train you how to meet your own need. Want to properly connect you to the real source. And then you can get disconnected from just depending on preachers. That you can fight for yourself at the midnight hour. Satan, I bind you. I break that power of my house. I break that power on my wife. I break that power on my children. I take authority over you. So here, sit down. Man of God, how can I sit down? You tell him you sit down, you're not sitting down. Stirred in the spirit. Listen, the 12th voice in the 16th chapter says, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. And what he's talking about, the pre-fullness of the Holy Ghost. Before the Holy Ghost came in the New Testament, after Jesus had paid the price and say, it's finished, and then the Holy Spirit high five Jesus and he came. And now he the master spirit. The Holy Spirit is the master spirit. But even now, that voice is in application because there are people who have not been trained enough in the spirit to even recognize when the spirit is sending out a signal. The world don't know what's happening. They don't even understand why you all disturbed and why you shouting and praising God. But you have received a signal from the Spirit that another wave is about to come. And you just shouting ahead of time, getting ready. So when it hits, you'll be in the Spirit. Some people get disturbed this kind of shouting and they want you to sit down, let's just hear the word. No, 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 that's what the word for. The word for to stir you in the spirit that you can praise God and get out of self and that the Holy Ghost can drop something on you that you've never seen before. Give the Lord praise. But I'm thankful that God, through his anointing, the 13th verse, we live in that now. How be it? You know, I got some notes back here, and that's three words. How be it? When he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself. But whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me. Don't forget that. He shall glorify me. When you get blessed, glorify God. When you're not blessed, glorify God. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, the Holy Ghost. Jesus talking about it. And he shall show it unto you. Then he says in the 15th verse, notice this. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. Turn to Matthew 13. The Spirit of God is stirring me on that. And it's not here, but I turn to Matthew 13. I want you to see something because I had the supplicators and the intercessors to pray along this line for this meeting. Turn to Matthew chapter 13 for a moment. I think it's the Holy Ghost want to show us up here or bring us back into remembrance of something. Yes. Now, you remember the opening text, right? Eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things that God had prepared for them that love him, right? But the Spirit revealed, right? Yes, so the things of God has to be revealed to us, right? Yes. All right, let's look at it for a minute from the master teacher himself, the Lord Jesus, when he was trying to teach you're teaching from a prosperity parable. And he said in the ninth verse of the 13th chapter of Matthew, who has ears to hear, let him hear. You see that? Yes. And then he says in verse 13, Therefore speak I to them in parable, because they seen, see not. And hearing, they hear not. Neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which said, by hearing you shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing you shall see and shall not perceive. He goes on to say in the 15th verse, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For this, somebody ear in the spirit just came open. You're going to read scriptures out loud, and you're going to hear things you never heard before. Now, I tried to ignore it and kept reading, but he said, no, tell somebody ears just came open. I unstopped somebody here spiritually. They wasn't physically deaf. They were spiritually deaf. Now, if I was you, I'll take it. Because all of us deaf to some measurement in the spirit world. But the Lord said he just opened that deaf ear. I never heard of a deaf spiritual ear. But I heard it now. And he said, I just opened it. Well, since he opened the ear, I declare he gonna open the eye. He did it. He did it. Yeah, he did it. And I declare now he will open your understanding, and you will find out where you need to go to sell everything that Satan have shot at you. That's a sad shout. See, we have to respect and honor what the Holy Ghost is saying. See. Holy Ghost said, by revelation, by manifestation, he opens some ears in here to hear deeper in the spirit. Good God Almighty. I take it. Then, as an apostle of God, he give me the right now to go on and finish it. And so I declare that your eyes will see more things in the spirit realm, and that your heart will receive more things in the spirit realm. That means you're going to have more demonstration and more manifestation in your life than you ever seen before. Can the spirit open deaf ears? Absolutely. Now, I don't know about you, and I'm not going to argue with you, but I've been in the ministry 40 years. And I never heard of the spirit in the middle of a meeting open a deaf spirit ear. Because sometimes we're so busy praying for the physical, we miss what's happening in the spirit. If we let it happen in the spirit, the physical must bow and receive and do exactly what we tell it to do. You may be seated. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Slap somebody high five and say, I got it. I got it. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. I got it. I got it. I got it. All right, let me go sit down if you want to write some of these things. The Spirit of God, when I was studying, he said some things to me about these two texts. And I hope to God I can get to a further instruction on these texts that I do have them. But there are some things I want to say to you that I believe the Spirit personally said for this hour, this night, and you who are here. One of the things he said, I desire through the gifting of being able to hear what the Spirit is saying and revealing, I desire to set up a dream team in the spirit realm. Well, maybe you didn't understand me. See, the dream team in the spirit realm going to manifest in the natural. They're going to manifest in all the affairs of life that even a blind man spiritually can see it. I'm part of the dream team. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
A team that will operate by my means. Listen to a team that will operate by my means. Not by man's opinion, but by my dominion. And they will dominate in every area of their lives because I'll see to it that they be a dominator. Talking to me. So the Spirit of God says, don't move without me another day in your life. Make no business transaction. Take no phone call. Eat lunch with nobody unless you know I'm with you. Because sometime Satan sets you up with people. But if you're ready for it, you can stop it. Don't move without me another day in your life. Now, this is very technical here in the spirit because sometimes there's a divine delay. I learned one of my greatest lessons in there. My wife and I was trying to build a dream home that he told us to build, but he was building it. We didn't know it. He had certain things he wanted to do, and the contractor stole some of the money, about $86,000. And at that time, $86,000 stole me for 15 loops. $86,000 won't even move me right now. But at that time, it threw me for a loop. And so I'm sitting on a bucket. The house has no roof on it. And I'm sitting there, you know, and going to feeling sorry for myself. And the Holy Ghost came in there and says to me, what if you was fighting for your life? You know, some kind of sickness or disease. I said, I'll fight. He said, this is your life. And he said, I'm about to talk to somebody now. He said, don't let the devil turn a divine delay into a devilish disappointment. Some of y'all waiting on something right now. God told you he's going to give it to you. Don't you yield to the devil. God is not a man that he should lie. If he said it, he's correcting some other things that when you get it, you won't be disturbed by nobody. He got to knock a few enemies out the way so when you get it, you can enjoy it. Don't expect God to do no half job. No. Let him do the whole job. See, God be working and doing things that you don't even know exists. So when he do arrive with what you're asking for, you can enjoy. Somebody say, joy unspeakable.
Joy unspeakable.
And full of glory.
And full of glory.
He know what you're asking for. Don't try to rush him. Because he don't move by time. Hallelujah. I hope I'm helping somebody here. I say it all to say this because this is a peculiar word here from the Lord. The only way the Holy Ghost can be in charge of a situation, you must yield to the changes he make. Sit down, because I want see the only way the Holy Ghost can be in charge. Good God, I'd like to take off and run just now. The only way, because I know many times, you know, I had to just trust him. He was in charge. Things looked like from the natural. They looked like. Thank you, sir. They weren't going right. But all the time, God was at work. Am I talking to somebody up in here?
Yes,
I said, am I talking to somebody in here?
Yes,
Now listen to what he says now. He's the teacher. He's the eavesdropper in heaven. On purpose. He sat in meeting with God and Jesus at the executive board of glory. And they'd be talking about something, and he come back with the executive announcement that this is what God said he's going to do for you. Hallelujah. Y'all know the Holy Ghost was on the board, right? They don't have to vote because they're in complete harmony. One say something, the other one already had it. I'll read it again, Lord, before I go to the next one. Only way the Holy Ghost can be in charge of your situation, you must yield to the changes he made. He might not be the one. She might not be the one. That job might not be the job. That church might not be the church. If you don't trust the Holy Ghost, you will frustrate him. I believe someone in the sound of my voice. In some places, y'all have frustrated the Holy Ghost. There's not no bad deal. It's just that you ready for you learn. You teachable? You have a teachable spirit? Yeah, just check it. Say, ask him. Say, Holy Spirit, have I frustrated you in this situation? Just ask him. Yeah, you can talk to him. You don't have to put dial. You don't have to do none of that. Just in your own planned voice. See, he understands your voice better than the person you're watching. Just talk to him out of your voice. You see? Because there are certain, you watch movies and some things are voice activated. Your blessing is activated in your voice. Well, let's see, can I get a little clear? Because some of y'all, like, y'all don't understand. There are certain things that a man's fingerprint, vaults, and different things, and especially in high government, they got it where their fingerprint can decode certain things or bring the code up. But anybody else lay their hand on that, nothing's going to happen. Now, you want me to tell you what the Holy Spirit says just now? You need to get tired of things not happening. And get your fingerprint straight and get your voice straight and stop trying to act like somebody else. God is looking for you. You are his child. God is not looking for no language expert. If he was, I'd be left out the picture. God's just looking for plain old vanilla. Just talk to me. I was sitting getting around and said, Holy Spirit, I really love you. And if you don't show up tonight, I'm going to fall flat on my face. But I know you're going to be there. And I thank you for helping God's people that didn't travel from all over the world. They're expecting something. I thank you for helping them. And I know you're going to help them. You see how he moved here right now? He's a very gentle being, but if you honor him, I feel him, boy. If you honor him and respect him and love him, Holy Spirit, I love you. Say it, come on. I know you know what I need. I know you know what I desire. I know you know my dream. And I know you can bring them all to pass. I yield. Now some things you've tried to get to happen, and it looked like it wasn't going to get a breakthrough. You got it now. Just come on now. Y'all got to praise the Lord. You got it. That's the Holy Ghost, boy. That's the Holy Ghost. That's the Holy Ghost. All right. None. You ready to shout?
Yes, sir.
Based on the first, I desire to set you up as a dream team in the spirit realm, a team that operate by my means. Don't move without me another day in your life. The only way the Holy Ghost can be in charge of a situation, you must yield to the changes he make. If you don't trust the Holy Spirit, you will frustrate him. Those five things. Now this next statement. You ready? You ready, ma'am? All right. None of your blessing will ever be blocked again. What he said? None of your blessing will ever be blocked again. Because you're learning how to flow and you're learning how to function. You're learning how not to frustrate the Holy Ghost. You're learning not to go by your feeling. You're learning how to operate by your faith. Somebody scream! If you believe that, if you believe that, now, to add blessing to blessing, you listening? Here's what the Spirit of God says. Operating right in the spirit realm, you can afford everything. You'll never have to say another day in your life, whatever you see, wherever you are, you will never have to say again, I can't afford it. Operating in the realm, in the spirit realm, operating right in the spirit realm, you can afford everything. And then the Spirit of God says, let me take you in a course of miracles, demonstration, and manifestation. You are tonight the graduating class in the spirit. Miracles, demonstration, and manifestation will be at your footstep. A loveless anointing cannot produce the things of the Spirit. A loveless anointing. Are you still here?
Yes, sir.
The more you respect my presence, the more of my mysteries will I present to you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Look at somebody telling us the inside job. Man, I'm going to lose the crowd the next one. I'm going to lose myself. These are things the Spirit spoke to me when I was meditating, waiting on him for the night. I am positioning you in the word that you can present them back to me, making offers that I cannot refuse. God Almighty. You heard that? I'm going to read it because I didn't read the end of it. When I read the end of it, it's going to be over. I am positioning you in the word that you can present them back to me, making offers that I cannot refuse and Satan can't confuse. God set himself up with his word. You can get in his word and make him an offer he can't refuse. If you abide in me and my word abide in you, make demand upon what is rightfully yours and I'll see to it that you get it. That's what one translation said. Again, my brothers and sisters, you can live in opinion or dominion. Choose dominion and follow my direction and you will dominate in life.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let's go back to 1 Corinthians. Sit down a minute. How long I've been preaching, boys? All my time almost up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said enough and my time over. You got enough to work it out now. If you've been paying attention. These are supernatural tracks we are following. These are things of the Holy Ghost. This is not a man-designed message here. The Holy Ghost said those things. Said, tell my people this. Tell them they never have to say another day in their life, I can't afford this. I'm going to see to it that they can afford it. The new dining room my wife designed in my house, I made two elephants and a baboon fall out. Lose their breath. Glory to God. Because God is good. God want to use you as a vehicle to display his goodness. Yes. Don't you let people talk you out of that. Talking about you ain't got to have all that. Just praise the Lord. I'm going to praise the Lord and have all that. You out your mind. What is too much? Turn back to 1 Corinthians real quick. Let's wait just a few minutes. Glory to God. You may be seated. Glory to God. The heavens are open. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look at our text again here in 1 Corinthians 2:9. Boy, the easy preaching. Y'all listening. But I tell you what, right now, I've been in this business 40 years. I feel a vibration of the Holy Ghost. Right here. Right now. My flesh is crawling right now. Because I know there's a being around me that is stronger and mightier than I. And he's here. I know he's here. And he wants to do something out of the ordinary. And we ready to yield to him. Tell your neighbor, yield to the Holy Ghost. Yield to the unction. Yield to the prompting of the Holy Spirit. This is your night. Let me preach a little more. Let me say a little more, Lord. Ah, glory to God. Shh. 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 Glory to God. Let me just say this. I'll never be broke another day in my life. I'll never be defeated another day in my life. My life is set up for 100% victory from this night forward. Don't tell me I can't make it.
Don't tell me I can't make it.
I ain't got no time for that.
I ain't got no time for that.
talk to the hand. I ain't got no time for that. You ain't getting in my mind. You're not getting in my spirit. I know God can do anything I ask him to do. Don't tell me where I can't go. Don't tell me what I can't have. Don't tell me what I can't be. Don't tell me what I can't receive. I don't want to talk to you. I want to talk to somebody who will believe with me. Somebody tell me God can do it. God can do that. God can do this. God can do that. That's who I want to talk to. I ain't got time for no doubters. I ain't got time for no haters. I ain't got time with people who got trouble with my blessing. No, I ain't got, nobody got no time for that. What? Come on, sit down a few minutes. Y'all want me to preach a little longer? I can close now. Y'all want me to close? I'm closing. First Corinthians 2 now. Look at that verse. Verse 9. But as it is written, eyes have not seen, no ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. So we need the Spirit to get to those things, right? But it says God, but Paul, the Apostle Paul said, but God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yet the deep things of God. The Holy Spirit is the revelator. Receive him as that. He's the revelator. And notice he said, things that God has prepared for us. But you can't get them outside of revelation. Notice the word says he searches. The Holy Spirit searches the deep things of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit knoweth all the things and plans of God. Are you listening? Now, he calls us to know things that are freely given to us from God. We're talking about the Holy Spirit, right? Say Holy Spirit. The Holy Ghost teaches spiritual truth. Now, it's very, very, very important, this next statement. We must operate in spiritual discernment. We have to know who around us. Because it could be the very person Satan is using to try to stop your blessing. You got to discern every phone call. You got to discern every letter. You got to ask the Holy Ghost, who is this? What is this? Should I read it? Should I tear it up for a look at it? We must operate in spiritual discernment. If you know whom God has put within you, if you knew whom God has put within you, you would yield to him in total surrender as your greatest asset. The greatest asset you have is the Holy Ghost. Tell somebody, testify, the greatest asset I have. Now somebody will say, what about Jesus? They're not jealous. We're talking about the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus with the Holy Ghost, they want. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Whew. Whew. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Anybody got to help you yet? Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Whew. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless his holy name.
Bless his holy name.
The Lord is good.
The Lord is good.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
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 I said, thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Thank God.
Listen to me. Make up your mind that you're going to live a Holy Ghost life wall to wall. That means giving him full control, you see. Now turn to John 13. Let me try to say a few things from there before I close. I hear somebody say, Reverend, you said enough for me tonight. I got it. Now, all this stuff I'm talking about, I'm living it. You see, we need to talk about this because God has brought me to a position in life there's nothing I can't afford. No. I'm not talking about faith. Faith did it, but right now I'm not talking about faith. I'm talking about go get it. I can't pronounce this thing, a gazebo, right? My son told me, he said, now, Dad, if you're going to build a gazebo in this yard, it can't be one of them little gazebo. You're going to have to extend it out so it'd be big enough to accommodate where you stay. I said, all right, I got that. Thank you. Amen. See, once the Holy Ghost start working your life, you can't live small no more. Now, people try to make you live small, but you got to stick your head out the one and say, I can't. I love you, but I can't. Because the Holy Ghost has put me in a position, you see. I just can't. Say, why don't you wear the same suit to every meeting? I can't. My closet keep hollering at me, hey! See, now, if you can't handle that, I see some of y'all real spiritual. You can't handle that. You ain't ready for no Sashi. You can't handle it. You can't handle it. See, you can't handle the truth. The Holy Ghost is the truth. You can't handle the truth. When the truth starts manifesting, it'll blow your mind. Some people can't handle the truth of the Holy Ghost. They can't handle manifestation. They can't handle demonstration. Where you come from? I came from Darrow. How you came? I came in one of my planes. Who you run with? Jesus, the Holy Ghost, and God. Is your plan? I'm the only minister in the world got one. Ministers got some nice plan, but they don't have my plan. Because God had to show these Negroes something. They tried to hold me down. Yeah, I just got to tell it tonight. They tried to hold me down. And they don't know I work for God. I ain't on the Negro team. I'm with the Holy Ghost. Now they want to act like I don't have it. Nobody say congratulations. Nobody say nothing. I don't need no congratulations. I'm not going to read the text in John 13. You know what we read about the spirit of truth. Let us make some spiritual observation here from the lips of Jesus about the Holy Spirit. Let's make some spiritual observation here from the lips of Jesus about the Holy Spirit. There are things spoken by the Spirit that the average Christian will never understand until he is for the train. Wave your hand at me. I'm willing to be trained. You see, because there are dimension after dimension after dimension. Listen to what the Holy Ghost said. There are things spoken by the Spirit that the average Christian will never understand until he or they or she is further trained. You have to be trained in the Spirit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You can't get stuck in a rut.
Yeah.
And you can't get to the place that you think you have arrived.
Yeah.
Because you never arrive. You're always arriving.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
He is the Spirit of truth. How many of y'all used to watch The God in Light? Don't lie. Soap opera, The God in Light. He is the God in Light in truth, the Holy Spirit. If you want to watch a God in Light, watch the Holy Ghost. His story will never end. The text reveal that the Holy Ghost, he hears everything God speaks from heaven. Wow. What a volume. Everything God speaks, the Holy Ghost hear it. He who get close to the Holy Ghost, I'll tell you what the Spirit is saying to me, eavesdrop. Get alone, be still, and eavesdrop from the Holy Ghost what God have said. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I told you earlier, of course, the place going in runs the skin of brochure. I told you earlier, the Holy Spirit, he is the speaker of the house.
Yes.
Not me. Not Patrick. Not Dan. Not David. Not Leroy Jr. Not anybody else. The Holy Spirit is the speaker of God's house. If you don't yield to him, you don't have nothing to say. You just a mouth blowing wind, and it ain't a wind of the Holy Ghost, just wind. They told me, I make words, you know. I make words as I go. You're not going to follow the dictionary. Then it's supposed to be another word. It's supposed to be another word. My secretary and my children try to help me sometimes. I say, I want that word. Because they say, but that word don't exist. I say, yeah, but it exists in my spirit. I'm going to use that word. You going to understand what I'm saying and what I'm about to say now. The word really is shower. But I say he's a shower of things that are supernaturally hidden. And he is a shower also, because he the one make it rain. The Holy Ghost. Everybody say
the Holy Ghost.
Listen very carefully. Knows that he is a corner with the Father. Corner. He knows it. The Holy Ghost knows that. If you run with him and listen to him, you will finally come to the conclusion, I am a corner with the Father. Everything the Father has belonged to me. Somebody talk to me here. I will have no more shortage in my life. I'm blessed going in. And I'm blessed coming out.
I'm the head
and not the tail.
I'm the lender
and not the borrower.
And my storehouses
are running over
with blessing
because I'm a corner
with my Father.
Hallelujah. Now, that's long enough. I preached long enough. I preached a long time this morning. That's past the hour. That's another. No, that's enough. I see my wife right now. See, my wife want me to live, boys. I'm the golden goose. So I want to tell you one more thing before I close. I used it because that's what Kathy called Jesse one time. Jesse got upset. Somebody come, I'm the golden goose. So Jesse said, I want you to slow down some more. You the golden goose. I ain't no, Jesse, you know, he got hot. You know, I ain't no golden goose. He did the one, honey. He the golden goose. I wish he looking. Jesse, you the golden goose. And I know I'm the golden goose. All my children know I'm the golden goose. Shana ready to go on vacation. And Shana pressure, you know. Shana, my only daughter, she pressure. And then on the boot of that, she pregnant. So she press harder when she pregnant. Daddy, you know, we haven't taken vacation yet. Now, she know vacation, all vacation on me and mama. So mama said to her, we can take vacation at the house. Anybody want to take a vacation at the house? Y'all got maids and cooks and all that. I ain't got all that. I want to go somewhere somebody serve me. God just testing you. Can you handle the blessing? So here's your last instruction here, right here this moment. Stop trying yourself and let him show you what belonged to you and tell you how to receive it. Come on, somebody talk back to me now. Come on. See, this is what the Lord wanted me to tell you. And then with all of that, ask the Lord to release. Because the Bible said the manifestation of the Spirit is the prophet withal. Okay? Ask the Spirit to release one of the clusters of the gifts of the Spirit called the revelation gifts. They are sometimes known as gifts of knowing or seeing gifts or vehicles of revelation. We'll find it for this week. We'll deal with the power gift. They're in three clusters. But ask the Lord to release the word of knowledge. You know, the Bible said covet the gift. Desire spiritual gift. And one of the reasons we're not seeing, I'm getting wet now, I need to quit. One of the reasons we don't see the gift, see the power of God, or the revelation or the manifestation of God, is we don't cry out for the gift. Now, I operate in the gifts all the time. Sometimes I'm operating the gift, this church don't even know it. I operate in the gifts all the time, this ministry. Oh, I'm always operating in the gift. Not as I will, but as the Spirit will. But if you act right and behave yourself, the Spirit will. The word of wisdom and the discerning of spirit. Father, I pray in Jesus' name tonight that the revelation gifts, every person under the sound of my voice in this auditorium, around the world by internet and Roku, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I release an anointing for each person under the sound of my voice to begin to yield, begin to be able to operate in the revelation gifts as the Spirit will. Holy Spirit, I know you're in this room. You have spoken to us directly. You have shown us that there's nothing you can't afford and that you know all that the Father has belong to us and belong to you, and you're willing to speak it out and show it to us. I thank you for every person that represent every home here tonight. And I thank you now you begin. Oh, my. Skule, sel, rest, konane, apoloka, selamon, shikeda, mongle, konzikula, mon, repo, brostanere, kisto, mane, kosanje, shangang, gugere, skua. I'm about to move that demarcation line that the enemy have drawn for you and that religion has tried to hold you to. I'm expanding your living. I'm expanding your giving. And I'm expanding the ability of your seeing. I'm expanding the ability of you hearing. And I'm expanding the ability of you understanding. For you see, tonight I have visited you in a special way. Yeah, things that have blocked you, things that have stopped you, will not be able, good God Almighty, to block you or stop you anymore. Because you'll disappear. You'll move in another realm. When one think they got you in one spot, you'll look. You'll be like the man I did in the Bible. You'll be in another city. For you see, my spirit is upon you tonight to bring you places that you've never been before. To let you steward things that you never was a steward of before. For something has been broken over your life tonight. And something has been released in your life tonight. You will never be the same. For my hand is on you in a special way. Yeah, when my hand is on you, you can outrun the chariot. When my hand is upon you, you can open the Red Sea. When my hand is on you, you can lock the mouth of lions. When my hand is upon you, the fire that the enemy come after you can't even burn. When my hand is upon you, the ark is your safety. You cannot be drowned. I say when my hand upon you, you are blessed indeed. Get ready, for your hour have come, says the Lord. I'm about to bless you and 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 bless you infinitum. You are headed for the overflow. You're headed for the overflow. My blessing gonna run you down. My mercy, my goodness gonna put you in places that you've never been before. Yeah, yield to my spirit. I'm about to do a new thing. I'm about to do things in your life that you never, never, never have seen before. Lift your hand and praise me. Lift your hand and praise me. Lift your hand and praise me and thank me. Woo! Lift your hand and praise me. It is a brand new day in your life. The glory of the Lord has risen upon your life. You will see glory after glory after glory after glory. The glory of the Lord is on your house. The glory of the Lord is on your family. The glory of the Lord is on your finances. The glory of the Lord is on your body. After glory, after glory. Woo! Woo! But Junior, my trail. Where's Montrell? He in the back. You got to handle it then, son. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody help me praise him. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you for being so good to us. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. I say glory, glory, glory. The Lord has been good to us. Let's praise him. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, glory, glory. Oh, my, my. It's just 9 o'clock. Come on. I need some songs. Somebody sing something. Come on here. It's just 9 o'clock. Glory, glory. Hey, 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 hey. Glory, glory. Get your shoes on, God. Come on. Glory, glory. Glory, come on. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory. Let it soak. Let it soak. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Turn around 3 times. Then can you count to 4? Go to the next round. Glory to God. God is about to have a turnaround in your life. Things about to turn around. I said things about to turn around. Woo! Turn around. Things about to turn around in your life like never before. You're about to have your turnaround. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Come on, help me praise him. Glory to God. Come on, help me praise him. Help me praise him. Glory, glory. I feel like jumping, boy. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hey.